They don't, it's not a very heavy producer, and the crows, if there's a crow in the country, you'll get that western fly before it gets mature enough to open up nice together, you know. You've got to go and pull them out of the green hull, the crow will beat you till.
Huh.
So just the right side, a crow can just hold them in his beak good, you know, and they're soft. Oh boy, he just can't even go. And they're bad on those big mayhams. They're soft.
Yeah, they are soft.
The Stewart pecan is the best commercial pecan we've got over there.
Hmm. We've got two Stewart trees out.
Hold hands.
Let's see, those are...
Pecans.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out the kind.
I don't know what they are.
Thank you. Oh, goodness gracious, thank you.
Any?
No. Not a fly?
Well, they're
steered
or sly. I don't
know
which they are. You want some of them?
No, I don't.
Thank you.
I can't chew them. Do no good. They get on my plate.
They freeze well, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Some of these have been in there 3-4 years this fall.
I imagine that's a fly. Western fly or a fine pecan. They're good. I like them. Uh-huh. And they're a nice size. They don't get large, but they're not.
Stewart?
No, the Stewart is the big pecan. It's a hard shell and the crow won't bother it.
Mm-hmm.
That, I imagine that that you're eating there is a possibly a western slice.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It looks like it.
About the right shape and about the right color.
Uh-huh. The Stewart is a larger pecan. That is a great big pecan.
But that western fly has a nice flavor.
It's just the right size and has a fine flavor, but if you sure got to stay in there if you get any of them. So to get them every time.
They mature late too, don't they? The
yeah, they're just a little bit late.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put out a Carpathian walnut this fall.
Sure.
I have a friend who's a nurseryman. I asked him about him. He said, no, don't do it. He said, we had no success around Stillwater. But then, this spring, he was talking to another nurseryman who brought his stock in from Poland.
Yeah.
And introduced it into Oklahoma, and he's been very successful with it.
Sure.
He said he's been very fine yields on some trees he put out 10 years ago. I'm going to stick one in.
Yeah, we'll try.
Give me a little shade. I don't know, I figure around the house anyway, I want some trees. I might just get something that'll work for me.
Yeah, we might as well. We've got walnuts here in the yard. Now those are the improved black walnuts. And sometimes they'll have walnuts almost big as they are. Large, but they're hard.
Mm-hmm.
Got to crack them with a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you learn how to set that and hit them right, that'll come out near the hole. It's about 4/4 and that meat will all come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's right.
What do you call that green part on the outside of the walnut?
Oh, that's a screen.
Excuse me?
What are you speaking about?
Oh, on the walnut, the green part. It's around the hard part.
Oh, yeah. That's the outside hull.
Mm-hmm. And inside that, there's a hard part.
There's a hard hull.
Mm-hmm. And inside that, the
kernel.
Mm-hmm. Is that ever called anything else? I know you mentioned meat.
Yeah, the meat, that's right.
When you were a boy, did you call it anything else? The goodies?
The goodies, yeah, we used to call them the goodies out of the bowling.
And they are too, aren't they?
They really are. Now that term was all right, man, it didn't mean that, he knows what I told him about. He is speaking from experience, I imagine. He knew he'd done all that he tried it.
If you had a good friend over here who had two apples and you wanted one, what would you tell him?
I'd just tell him one of the apples.
If he just sat there, then what would you tell him?